I'm us here at K-Boo.
K-Boo? Boo? Yeah, we used to have a K-Boo ball. I don't know if we still have that or not. But
K-Boo-Boo ball.
Well,
now
Dusty, I know. I know. You guys, these are young lions. We got two more out in there. We're gonna bring them in. Amy, we could probably get a chair over here and put them in. We'll put the guys next to... To Dusty in a minute. But, Dusty, what's the deal? Have you got an upcoming gig, or where do your songs come from? Are they like poetry? I mean, you were telling me the other day about Leonard Cohen, and you're the second person who's told me that he has a new CD.
He has a
Heather Deer.
It's a relatively new record. Dear Heather, yeah.
Yeah, Dear Heather. Heather Deer. Okay.
Heather Deer, that's a good one. You should write a record called Heather Deer.
I will.
That's beauty the way it is.
Well, Reversal is my game. Reversal, okay. We won't go there, but so who inspires you, Dusty? And get ready for another song. I mean, I know Amy inspires you. We know Amy inspires you, but
oh man, who inspires me?
Yeah, just burst forth with a little creative thought here for the audience. I mean, are songs like poems or
songs are much like poems? Yeah, I write poems often.
Do the words come in your head first, or the music come into your head?
Words.
The words come first. Okay,
it's
like poetry then. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the words come first. A lot of times I try to take them apart and piece them to music, which, the outcome's always good. It's always very appealing to the ear, but it just doesn't sit right with me sometimes.
Well, I think we're going to try to jam here in a while, but I want you to do another song, and I want David and Aaron to relax a little. We're going to bring him in just a few minutes here. It's a crowded little studio, but it'll work. But where will you go with this song? I mean, what's the idea for a song? I mean, an emotional thing that happens, or you see something on the street, or what? Where do songs come from? Well, that's a dumb question, but simple-minded question. But
you kind of just, I don't know. That's funny about being a songwriter, because you do kind of, a song comes and you really have no control over it. You know, I mean, that's the only way that it works out well. It works out to where I'm satisfied, is that if a song's in the air, you kind of just have to grab it.
Okay, it's right brain, left brain, it's the gods. The muse speaks through one side of the brain, That's really true, I think.
It is true, It's become laughable.
Or people dream about things that they, a work of art or a film or
writing
something.
Writing a song in a dream, writing a dream in a song.
Well, okay. Well, let's try one. Okay, you gave me a harmonica C. I don't know whether I should do this.
E, like egg.
Egg in my face. Okay. Well, you go for it. Okay, I'll just try to, yeah.
All right. Well, this isn't in the key of C, but I don't
key
mind.
Key of E.
No, the key of E. Yeah, well, it's not. Yeah, you know what? It can be.
Oh, go ahead. Come on. Break the rules.
All right. Let's break the rules, shall we? This is called Let Me Tell You About My Autumn Morning.
Shining bright all down the line.
With one eye to the sky, I gaze around. Now you come crawling out the dark to the song of the meadowlark, and the daylight's just beginning, don't you know?
Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in the tower of the old house.
This sucker, this sucks bad.
You decide to investigate.
What is it?
Oh, go ahead, you can talk.
And you know.
Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah. Oh, we're on the air. Oh, there we go. That's what I want to hear.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Good. Good. This is a good show.
Good.
Oh. Walker is on the mouth organ.
Walker's on the organ mouth.
There we go. There it is.
Jack-o'-lantern. Is this scary? I don't know. I'm not sure. Not really. Is it? No.
Black cat.
Go for it, man. Go for it.
Howling ghost.
Howling wind.
Down the hall.
Healing wind. Healing ghost. In the closet.
Handprint.
Handprints of blood on the face of your auntie.
On the wall.
Man, on the wall.
And the mouth organ blows wild like a wind.
Like a Palacio trip gone crazy.
The other guests are sitting in the room. It's a sin.
Paranoia, they're coming to get me. They're going to break down the door and drag me out of bed. They have guns, but they don't need guns. They put a blanket on me. They tie me up with a rope. I don't have a gun myself.
In the Columbia Gorge. He's gonna
so
take us there.
Stairs and outside into a van, a plain white van, and drive away. I'm not a child, but I'm
reading
still on the marketplace. What do they want to do away with me? I criticize the cops.
It's a prideful month, you know. It's autumn. It's history.
Yes.
We participate.
No,
it's a time-honored event.
At a private party once, I made a nasty reference to the sex organs of God. That's the reason they're going to get me. I can't stop them. Isn't God an hermaphroditic God, both male and female? If God exists in human form, he must have sex organs. But what kind of harm, eh? I see God sitting up there in heaven, an old man, a little bit pecker, trying to get it hard. They're starved to my
monotheism.
I'm the door right now. Soon my teeth will be scattered on the rug. Yes, that's it. They're coming to get me because I wrote this poem. Paranoia. Okay, let's cut that record. Okay.
Hey.
Scrum softly here, and we'll bring the guys in. Amy, we'll put you over in this other chair. We'll bring the guys in. I'll just put on Leonard Cohen here right now.
Okay.
And we'll make musical chairs, and we'll bring the guys in. They've been waiting. And is this Leonard Cohen? Yeah, again.
With one hand on hexagram, one hand on the girl, I balance on a wishing well that all men call the world. We are so small between the stars, so large against the sky, and lost among the subway crowds. I try to catch your eye.
Leonard Cohen, when we're with a little more here, we're just setting ourselves up. Okay, a little more Leonard Cohen.
I met a woman long ago, her hair the black, but black can go. Are you T teacher of the heart, soft she answered no. I met a girl across the sea, her hair the gold that gold can be. Are you teacher of the heart? Yes, but not for thee. I met a man who lost his mind in some lost place I had to find. Follow me, the wise man said, but he walked behind. I walked into a hospital where none was sick and none was well. When at night the nurses left, I could not walk at all. Morning came and then came noon. Dinner time, a scalpel blade lay beside my silver spoon. Some girls wander by mistake into the mess that scalpels make. Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to break. One morning I woke up alone, the hospital and the nurse is gone. Have I carved enough, my lord? Child, you are a bone. I ate and ate and ate, no, I did not miss a plate. Well, how much do these suppers cost? We'll take it out in haste. I spent my hatred every place, on every work, on every face. Someone gave me wishes and I wished for an embrace. Several girls embraced me then, I was embraced by men. Is my passion perfect? No, I'll do it once again. I was handsome, I was strong, I knew the words of every song. Did my singing please you? No, the words you sang were wrong. Who is it whom I address, who takes down what I confess? Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to rest. Teachers, are my lessons done? I cannot do another one. They laughed and said, well, child, are your lessons done? Are your lessons done? Are your lessons done?
The great Leonard Cohen is just fantastic, and I want to welcome into the air room here David Acevedo from Harlem, and David, you play the flute sometime, and you're a poet, and you're a musician, and I think you guys have a blues set. Aaron Arnault, yeah, let's see. So are we picking you up, David? Say something here. Just let's hear your beautiful voice.
We're going to do some blues with Aaron right now, and we're Buffaloes straight out from New York.
You're Buffaloes?
That's right, we're Buffaloes.
Okay.
Moose.
I don't see the horns. Buffalo. I don't see the horns.
Oh, you don't? Well, you see them in a little while. Wait up.
Okay.
Watch this.
I'm horny. I want to see them, yeah.
Hey. All right, well.
Okay. Okay. You guys going to go for it. Just going to go for it. Okay. Go for it.
Well, I came out from Reno by way of Tennessee. Well, I came out from Reno by way of Tennessee. And I played three shows in Frisco. Had a puke on my knees. In an art school dormitory bathroom, I asked this blonde girl with dreadlocks for directions. That was my first mistake. And she said, why don't you take off your shirt? And I said, I've already been there. So we played Monopoly for 3.5 hours. And she was the top hat and I was the iron. Typical, I know. And she said, well, to get there, you gotta go down Market Street and go to the left and go down there and you go over there and then you gotta go to the man sitting on the bench and take off his shoes and one sock and he'll tell you where you need to go. And they wrote me 2 weeks later, yeah. He said, your baby's in the wreck. got no insurance. I've been living in cheap hotels. I've been eating tofu from the Hare Krishnas. And I've been tasting the food of my work. And now I gotta go. Well, I played 3 shows in Frisco. And then they're puking on my knees. When I came back from Reno by way of Tennessee.
Bravo, 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 bravo. Hey, 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 you guys are cool. You are Buffalo. You are not Buffalo, Springfield.
It's more of a school of poetry, buddy, since not in the sense of teachers or anything like that, but like
Tell me about the school of poetry where you got excited.
Well, I first came to New York City. I was originally born in Anchorage, Alaska, and I went to school after my family moved down to San Diego, California, up to Sonoma County, the wine country north of San Francisco. And came across the country in 2002 via Nissan Sentra, crashed in Auburn, Alabama. Nice place if you've ever been there. Good people sometimes. And came up on my 21st birthday, landed in New York City in 2002. 24 years old right now.
You got a lot of tense. I like your intensity. I like both of your intensities.
Well, you know, limited time. You got to keep sharp.
And you got your notebook in front of you. You got pages and pages. Why don't you do another one? Would you like?
Sure. We got a spoken word piece.
Dave, keep going ahead. I want to give you guys some time. Yeah.
Dave is one of my best friends. We were squatting together in the South Bronx, in Mott Haven, 136th Street in Cypress, Costa del Sol.
Was that dangerous?
No, actually, I didn't get screwed with it all.
It depends on who you were, actually.
If you seek danger, then you'll find it.
If you seek danger, then you'll find it. But if you seek calamity, and you calamity, and no causality.
All right. So this piece I did, and Dave came across the country in, what, 2004? Yeah, January 2004. I came by train. He had to go meet a girl he met on Live Journal and fell in love with his mind. Anyhow... This piece I did in honor of him, I wrote in about half an hour at the Bowery Poetry Club in New York City, down on the Lower East Side.
Right on, man. I want to hear it.
Go for it, man.
Too loud to hear, the crash of a turgid locomotive, the half-deaf stumbling out of insurance houses and breweries. Ironic t-shirts saved from the 80s and born again under a Sambuca haze, their bones rattle out of subterranean apartments, mines deconstructed. Hey, just a second. Let me find the rest of this thing here.
You're doing all right, man.
Heck yeah. Cool. Here we are. Mystery diagrams written in news reports and coming down from drugs, I held my ear up to the radio man and began to listen. I am listening with high fidelity. I heard this poem in a nightmare from Paul Verlaine's Dying Lips under the shadow of a Midtown's hell. I saw the forest dying, Fleece. I saw the rivers disappear in a flood of light. I saw the DJs and PlayStation stop whining, the rented DVDs slowing imperceptibly and ruining the rhythm of this modern age. And the fear is running for me, but for a single candle flickering, the wall is coming apart in my hands. What demon awoke and built this city? What eyes looked for Coca-Cola and found only water? I remember you vomiting in the garden, Fleece. I remember you vomiting in your own room not half an hour ago, chained to a white plastic can. An old soldier shuffling a market in 160-proof vodka coming out your small cat nostrils. Concrete air snapping neck bones of passerby, trading their dreams for stock options. Have you heard? These places are stealing our minds, stealing our biographies, buying politics and silence and blood. So I walked out to do some thinking. But thinking would not find me, as there I would be found. It's a winning proposition. People pay to die. It's on my sweat. I have words of cotton paper in my ear, and I'm waiting calmly for the day. 2. Taking abandoned children out for a ride, Fleece, you have survived the radiation bomb that will consume this city in less than 7 months. Jumped ship and are now resting slowly, eyes dimmed by Oregon, marijuana in the arms of your baby, unconcerned by hummingbirds and rumors of apocalyptic fate. And what strange walk births here, now, coming into our own 200 years. 1,000 leagues laid bare. The trees are laden with paper bags now, and touching fingers over telephone wire, this sanity is dependent on, and soon I'll be gone. Gone like the house in Jersey City I never saw. Gone like your mother's voice, timbered with cocaine roughness, calling the police wondering where the hell you went. Gone.
like the paper dust of your thousands of poems gathering in wordless graphs glowering from the eyes of Ginsburg's beautiful dead engineers. And Morrison is drained of all his whiskey now. Please, it is ready for you to drink. It's on my sweat. People pay to die. I have words of cotton paper in my ear, and I'm waiting calmly for the day.
Bravo.
Go ahead.
Well, thanks,
go ahead.
Sir.
Did
they mind?
No, good. Oh, hell no.
You
no,
like him?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like him, too. Yeah. I want to kidnap him.
We need more Dusty on here.
Dusty, you can strum along, man. Yeah, I just wanted to give him some time. David, I love
you. Yeah, I like your harp playing, man. That was cool. That blues you guys did, that was
David, could you read a little poem for me out of your head, though, please? I want to hear your voice. You used to go to Noir all the time and Rabbit Hole, and I miss your voice.
Well,
I never heard you.
I really did go to the Noir.
Well, I know. David, you're...
But anyway, his poem...
Give me a poem.
This is the new piece from the trilogy of Old Man Madness with chords into a quaternity. This is the whole thing. Death cheese. I ate the discovered death cheese and was rewarded with screaming excrement from my bowels. Cold and still on the porcelain, the piping hot aura climbed my spine, blessed my mind a touch of death cheese neurosis. Psychic shockwaves shift the mind, the senses trade positions. I heard it with my eyes and watched it with my tongue. It was authorized when I signed the deed with my ear. Oh, death cheese, speak beyond viral flux. Cast aside transformation of movement. Arise from memory and haunt my fridge again. Death cheese, fables, litter, egg carton inscription, milk card display, death cheese visage. Have you seen me? Death cheese, rumored to molesting the vegetables. Residue left over on cellophane coffins. Rumored to have seen the freezer and back. Death cheese, ruined casserole, fondue, ancient wines, spoiled fresh meats, and mysterious gelatinous film all over the meats. I saw death cheese as God come Christ, slip out of Roman crucifix prison and infect another day. Yes, I ate the death cheese. What of it beyond sense and fatal discharge? My body will not age, but never decay. Search my DNA for death cheese genome and create another god to blow up man.
Hey, I hear Ginsburg, I hear you, I hear irony, I hear moldy cheese. That's gone.
I got a short one before this.
Mad. Go ahead. Yeah.
This is something that I wrote.
Just a little bit of Cal Jaders.
Oh, I love it, Sam.
Yeah, good.
Just a little bit. All right. This is called Upon Hearing Death Cheese.
You're killing me, you guys. You're killing me.
Horror burning my karma. Caught a ship from Norway. Woke up covered in blood. Telephone bill and photographs stuck to my chest. It's all done. Stone walls and feet of iron. After cigarettes, what else? The rain. The truth. My love. She comes again. The fat man downstairs. Trumps up and down. Trump, Trump, Trump. Spits on the steps and weeps. I sit alone in my house. Content to preserve my victory.
No cheese, no lie. I can't go there. But anyway, you guys are doing well. Do you know that
negative?
Oh, you got a poem. Oh, go. You're gonna go.
Parentheses.
No.
Sparse nights of electric dreams, naturally organized in flashes, blinding my memory through this day. A blank dream wipes a mind clear, bursts of silent images burning to align with my past. I seem to seek a fast from life. I question everything but silence. I accept nothing before I can hear it. Then I immediately reject it. Nothing is worth engaging but myself upon whom I focus and examine throughout the blinding silence, silently agreeing with what information I seek. I've been walking through walls. There are images breaking down. I don't know what I've lost. I question if I have gained. Those who know me well and tell it so. And those who don't only think they know. And most of my time, I myself, and I'm sure.
Oh, man, that's
crazy. Give him a big clap. David Acevedo, Aaron Arnault, and we got Dusty here. I was reading the Oregonian. I know that's a mind-altering drug.
That's a crime.
We really shouldn't deal with it, but
bit of a downer.
Now, the only reason I bring this up, because I really get tired of this stuff.
What do you have?
Anne Rice, for 25 years, has made money off of blood-sucking vampires and crap like that, garbage like that. And I wrote this little poem about her first book, Interview with a Vampire. But today in the Oregonian, she has switched sides now. She has become a Catholic again, and she has a new book called Christ the Lord.
Are you serious?
And it kind of just blows your mind. I mean, it blows more than your mind. It blows all of your orifices. Your mind is an orifice. It's a sponge. But let me just do this. It's a tad bit vulgar, so if you're easily offended, don't worry about it. But I was reading Interview with a Vampire, and I mean, it's in the theme of the show, and I don't know, Dusty, I can't find a Vampire Scream record there, but the point is, I think vampires are like capitalism. I think the idea is overpowering somebody, and
aren't they a natural phenomenon?
I think they're a blood sucker. No, they don't exist.
Don't they?
Well, they're bats.
Naturally,
yeah, they're bats who drink blood. Yeah, they're bats who drink blood. Yeah. Why are vampires in vogue?
Well, they're those who need to feed.
It's almost midnight, and I'm fixing Rossaroni, the San Francisco treat, on the kitchen stove and reading Interview with a Vampire by Anne Rice, feeling ashamed. Why? I mean, the book's famous. Is that crap or not? Blood-drinking super beings who kill innocent victims. Lestat has just brought the two voluptuous New Orleans prostitutes to the house, and he's leading them on by candlelight, sucking one dry in a sexual swoon without the other one noticing. Louis, you can strum if you want, Dusty. Louis, the reluctant vamp, is disgusted with his cruelty. I'm thinking, is this Greek good for my mental health? No, the rice-a-roni, broccoli cheese, I got it on sales, almost cooked in the black iron skillet, pasta and rice, not bad, the sauce is a bit weird, and all the blood-sucking has my appetite on edge. Do vampires really do that kind of shit on a daily basis? Louis the vampire allowing the boy to interview him when is he gonna fucking suck him dry anyway? Louis has been draining rats, another red-blooded vermin, has been lured into killing a blonde girl, demon child, his heart pounding madly with her as she dies. Lestat will hear the waves sucking his wrist and so transform her into a child vampire who will sleep in the same coffin as Louis. See what I mean? The point of all of this is vampires are lonely, even if immortal. They must take human life to exist. Is this a metaphor for modern-day relations? I think I'll write Ann Landers or Anne Rice and ask if it's right. Why are vampires in vogue? Have we humans sunk so low, become so bloodthirsty that such a book should become a bestseller? I resolve never again to eat rice-a-roni and read Anne Rice. Once in my lifetime is enough, and the same for our murderous crew. Suck me dry if I'm telling a lie. Oh, in case you're curious, Louis does drain the boy to the point of death to show him vampirism isn't so much fun. Ha, young veins. Okay. All it's right. Your turn. You guys go.
Happy Halloween, everyone. That's a fantastic.
You guys go for it. Yeah, you're
okay, right. Hey, you go on. You
got Aaron, get with it again.
Dusty, I see you got a book going. Where you got some?
Yeah, I got a poem. I'd like to
read. Oh, my God. Is that the wrong speed?
Hey, look.
That's the wrong speed. Go ahead, you guys.
All right, I'm ready.
Take charge. We only have 20 minutes. Take charge.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Don't worry.
This is a poem.
Take charge.
I wrote called...
I'm in charge, but take charge.
Sure.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
When I was 1 to 5 years.
In jail?
No.
He was doing a bid.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep fast the doors of my lips. Meditation is essential to the drawn-out mind, a long string of nothingness. And for a long time now I've been brooding. An apocalyptic haze covering my mouth. Inside my palms there are no apologies. Classic love doesn't always know what timing. For I've grown free of this grove of death. This mind a blank slate. These words a gored seer. This tongue my eternal pillow. Sutras of freedom. I save my mistakes in glass. See them with the sun. I am coming to you now. $4 bought me only Lexington and starvation buckets. I have learnt the lessons I must know, and am not afraid now to die. I write on the train, air cool, smell of rotten meat, no saving this city. I want to shave with real razor blades now. I want a girl I never knew existed. I want to shoot ducks with the ghost of Jack Kennedy. And we're all for real, all for blind, and stumbling kittens. I want to sleep, but feel a bad dream coming on. When the pastel markings of your mental beatings have long since faded. When they told me I was deaf. Abstention from death was useless. Taste the dirt and never write again. The jails they are crafting have infinite rooms. Open gates, trustees rattling infinite keys. Packed heat and soundless wandering. A crowd with no number. HBO in a fever dream. Shaved heads in cropped Harlem apartments. Cigarettes prosperity. And oh. But you do not remember. I knocked down empires like drying leaves. Recall whose hands put you here and what shallow memories drove you up from the rivers into urban agony and who came by to wake you. I burned the free hours of my past in marijuana slums, silent, a time-worn fate held fast my lips, the weight of the sun rested calmly on my mouth, abandoning my cigarettes and paintbrush. My mind walked away to this deserted waterfront, the callow walls, reed-rusted, drunk Puerto Ricans after the parade, and I could wish a million miles separated me, devoured handily, like crawfish. Gates of silence, crumpled hollow thoughts, and they are artifacts I have finally disbarred in my triumph, thrown back to their homes like fish to the sea, and each thing in turn I work in my studio and paint dreams upon molten glass. And no, 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 I will not serve you, decaf, fat, Caucasian woman, pantsuit blazing as the sun.
Listen, fabulous. Give him a big hand here. Now, listen, beautiful stuff here. We're going to wail out here. We've got 15 minutes, but I was just handed, and I want you to think about it. We're going to get serious just for a second here. I was just passed this note that the amazing, honorable, brave civil rights activists who moved to the front of the bus, Rosa Parks, just passed away 2 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to, you know, your generation, there are heroes on the planet, aren't there? David, respond just for a second.
Well, we are the new generation to witness old heroes being professed, people being professed as heroes, passing away. We have a whole lot of people who we've been taught to respect and to know about. A lot of these people and people of their age are passing away.
Yeah.
So now Rosa Parks has passed away, and I remember being in school in Harlem and people, you know, telling us about how Rosa Parks, you know, stayed on the bus and because of segregation didn't want to sit in the back of the bus. She didn't feel that she had to move, and you know, she got in a whole lot of trouble for it. So that's fine. You know, she did that, and she stood up for a whole lot of people. And
damn,
I totally,
right, she did. She did.
You know, it doesn't really matter what you sit in a bus. I think as long as you sit, then you're all right. Unless you got to stand, because then that's a whole different reason.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, you know, they made people stand in the back of the bus, and you know, who is it that they made stand? Well, that's questionable, depending on what time frame you want to talk about. But definitely in Rosa Parks' time, you definitely have to stand in the back of the bus if you look like me. But anyway.
She
lived a whole long life, and she was a pioneer.
Yes, she was.
She was definitely respected where I grew up. So I'm sorry to hear that Rosa Parks had died, but you know, all people have to die.
Everybody has to die. Young people die.
I don't see death as something that's necessarily as bad. She died. She got out of this damn box.
She got out of the box.
We rang about
to
the
planet. She got off this planet.
Well, I just wanted to honor. We don't have to come on this too much. I just wanted to honor for a second. And David, you did that well. Joan Baez will do this well, and then we're gonna wail out. We got
regularly. It's four seasons: rain, snow, hail, farewell.
A bad cat, I can't read my
name. Never is it drunk. If with difficulty, it permits itself from time to time.
You see little kids around, and you know, people like that, Rosa Parks dying, you wonder.
Theirs.
You know, you grow up living
it
with them.
With its trees,
and,
its gardens.
Oh, never mind.
It turns with its great pools of blood.
Its great pools
and
of blood.
And all living things turn with it and bleed. It doesn't give a damn, the earth. It turns and all living things set up a howl. It doesn't give a damn. It turns. It doesn't stop turning. And the blood doesn't stop running. Where's it going, all this still blood? Murder's blood. War's blood. misery's blood, in the blood of men tortured in prisons, in the blood of children calmly tortured by their papa and their mom, in the blood of men whose heads bleed in padded cells, in the roofer's blood when the roofer slips and falls from the roof, in the blood that comes and flows in great gushes with the newborn, with the new baby. The mother cries, the baby cries, the blood flows, the earth turns. The earth doesn't stop turning.
The earth turns. The earth turns.
The earth
The
Where's blood flows.
Oh, yeah, the blood flows. See, there is all
blood of the blackjack.
See, all that
of
blood.
The humiliated.
Blood flows off the earth, blood turns, puts it out.
A firing
world made of blood. Here.
We'll bring Joan Baez down. I love this record. It's called Baptism, and it's poetry and beautiful. And so
Baptism,
you're all beautiful.
Yes.
David's beautiful. Dusty's beautiful. Aaron's beautiful. Should we?
I got a poem I'd like to read if nobody minds.
Go for it.
This is an autumn poem because it was written 3 days ago. it's called Solitude. Handprints of mud run across the church house walls. I have nothing left now but words. My memories have all turned to ash. All my friends sniffing me for respectability, trying me on like a workman's boot. The knife-carrying Texan shows up at my door. He doesn't understand. Millions alive just like him. Their egos the same size as his. How could he understand? He's only lived in his own skin. And the crooked-toothed kid that fixed our furnace, he knows too well that there are a million out there the same as him. He's faced with it every day. It's like the rain washes them to our doorstep, one after the other, or in packs at a time. And we go out looking for refuge among the dead, riding our bicycles through the cemetery. The tombstones are lined up like chess pieces, she comments. She's right. The one directly in front of me looks like a pawn.
you live over in the southeast, don't you? Where homeless, you know, you got homeless on the street, camping on the street. But, take off, guys. Aaron or David, take off. And Dusty, we got...
You hear that? Take it off.
We got 4 minutes here. And
I take off your hat.
No, take off... yeah, go for it. Go for it.
What hat? I'm not wearing it.
David, take off your hat. Come on. Tell Jader. Come on, Aaron. Come on. Amy, do you like these people? Are boys better poets than young women? It's Aaron. Where do you want to go? Let's go. Okay, take it over, guys. We're running out of time.
All right. Let's go.
The phone is ringing.
What key is that in?
C.
Take it over, guys.
Soon, I will give you the schizophrenic Sarah, and soon I will give you the meaning of the saint. I went back to the river, and the river was late, so I covered up my tardiness with thin and bloody paint. And soon I'll take the pictures of the nuclear plants, the cold and lonesome castle with the bridges made of ice. And soon I will give you your carne asada, the ones that you ordered for $7.95. You got a side of fried rice here. Soon I will kidnap your beloved chief, take him in the ship eating macaroni on his knees, and soon I will dance and swim and fall and fall asleep.
Hello, phone call.
Hi, are you a boy?
Hello?
You a poet? Are you a poet?
This is the radio show.
Yeah. You want to read a poem? Is that what you're doing? Or what?
I'm with, I happen to be with the Buffalo Readings, and I happen to know Dave and Aaron quite well.
Most.
Most.
Most. You want to read a poem, or we'll have to catch you.
Noah, USOB.
food. Fantastic. Y'all picked up.
What you gonna do with us, Moose? Huh?
No, no, his name is Noah.
His name is Noah.
Go on, Noah.
Absolutely. Can you all hear me at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Go for it.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah, Dave, I want you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, play some Sakahachi.
You got it.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, great. This is a piece. I'm reading this from New York, by the way, so it's about 1:48 in the morning, so my apologies if I sound tired. It's I found that this coast happens to be 3 hours ahead of everyone else over on the west. All right, this is called The True Story of My Youth. Many years ago, down at the crossroads on the dusty road, the devil had come to collect his due. Son, he said, we've danced the dance of the damned many a year, and I've always been with you through the good and the bad. Now you've turned your back on the others, and the time has come. Oh, the time has come. Well, the sun settled back into the night as the twilight shrouded the road before me, and my shadow fell long and wide into the great unknown. I squinted hard at the imposing figure in front of me as that demonic friend, that great evil fiend that had allowed me to lean upon his shoulder for so long, pulled out a piece of parchment and told me it was time for me to sign. I looked hard, I did. No, I won't lie. I looked hard. The terms were those I had written in my own hand, and I looked back at the barren wasteland I had left as a prideful boy behind, and we both knew I couldn't go back. I looked ahead, and the road looked worse, because it didn't lie. Oh no, it didn't lie. So I looked inside and I knew what I had to do. I looked the devil in the eye and I said, Devil, I don't need you. Well, my evil friend looked at me with the look of one who's seen the fool of fools and laughed his laughter until it rang off the land for 1,000 miles, and he said, Boy, you're a fool. No one says no now. I'm all you have, and the road ahead can't be walked alone. You need me, or the road will be your death. Now, I knew what he said was the truth, but I searched inside, and I summed up my strength. Oh, I summed up my strength, and I said, Devil, you can take your contract, you can take your pitchfork, and you can shove them both up your demonic ass, because I'd rather die alone than keep going with the likes of you. And so I rested my tattered soul from the clutches of the devil, and with the tip of my hat and my suitcase in my hand, I departed down that treacherous road, because if I don't have God and I've told off the devil, then I'll do it alone with no regrets. No regrets.
Noah, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Buffalo.
Buffalo, I mean.
Yeah, Moose.
Moose. You're
actually calling from New York. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1:49. I can't hear you guys too well, so my apologies if I sound
a little
off.
Where you at? You were in Brooklyn, right? Straight up.
You're in Brooklyn, man?
Straight up, man.
You're in
Tell them where you at.
Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
So, great hearing you guys on the radio. You guys are just, you know, just doing what we do out here, and I hope everybody out in Portland's enjoying. So I'm going to get off the phones. That way you guys can keep doing that.
Yeah, thanks.
Good to hear from you, Noah.
Hey, brother, you're crossing the American airwaves.
Hey, Noah, how old are you now?
We're in the universe.
I'm 29.
That was Noah Levin, 29, calling from Brooklyn.
That's right. I'll send my waist size in case everyone wants to send me free pants.
Straight up Buffalo. From New York City.
Hey, you got brothers, you got pals in this world, David. Aaron,
well,
you got
we
pals?
Are a cross-continental order of poets.
Well, okay.
We've been doing this for a long time together, a couple of years at least, and there's a few of us, and we're all close. We're pretty much family.
Yeah, that's how it is.
The word is all. Remember that. The word is all. It's the connection to the center of the cosmos. And Noah, you're. You're the coolest cat in Brooklyn tonight because
yeah, straight up.
Back and your brothers up here.
Word, man. Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to go back to sitting in my chair and listening to you guys read poetry and listening to the show, so I'm going to go, but keep doing it.
Buffalo.
The real thing.
All right, Buffalo.
Thank you.
folks wept when the king's bones cracked. The bats of putrid water.
It's Harlem. It's very upbeat. It's
roses
very...
spread among the blades of the air's curved tiles of plaster. 22nd Street, man. American girls were carrying babies and coins in their wombs, in their vientres. Boys stretched their limbs and fainted on the cross of Jesus Cristo. May your soul, the one to drink whiskey silver near the volcanoes, swallow pieces of heart by the bear's frozen mountain, all that night the King of Harlem. With an unbreakable spoon, dug out the crocodile eyes, swatted the monkeys on their butts with an unbreakable spoon. Negros, 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 negros! The blood has no doors in your recumbent night. Blood rages beneath skin alive in the tiger's spine, landscape's breast. Blood searches a thousand roads toward death. Dusted with flour and ashes of spikenard. Blood looks slowly across the corner of an eye. Blood runs from hemp. Subway nectar, blood that rests. Blood that flows will flow on rooftops everywhere. Burn the blonde woman's chlorophyll. Groan at the foot of his bed. There must be some way out of here. Some street to freedom. Some locked room to escape beyond oblivion. Drops of ink, love by a single, in a single invisible stone deep face. Blacks, blacks, negros, negros.
Oh,
I Harlem in disguise. I Harlem, threatened by a mob of heavy suits, dummies. I hear your murmur, I hear it moving through tree trunks, elephant shafts, through gray sheets where your car's throat covered with teeth, through dead horses, petty crimes, through Harlem's smelling king, whose beard reaches to the sea, who beats the monkeys on their butts with a wooden spoon. Harlem,
our Harlem, our beautiful Harlem, David's Harlem.
David's Harlem. We got 3 minutes. Where are they? Next one.
I remember being crushed.
Go for it, dude. Go
lazy
for it.
Lazy and lethal, floating like a seed through the undergrowth. They are building vast monoliths into space, and where they've come in force. And the indigents laid into waste behind them, and who whines, and who whines, and who whines and dines? The dead.
The deadless myth.
And who whines and dines? The living pays the credit card bills, etc. It's like taking a shower. It's impetuous and driving. It's all wearing us down. Wearing us down, my man. Burning backwards, backwards, backwards over the river of time.
New Yorico poets, New Yorkers.
Not necessarily.
Harlem. Oh, and
I come from Earth.
Earth? Earth
all
first.
The time.
Earth.
Earth before New York.
Earth before New York, David.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Hello. What's Dave, what's the proprietor of the New Yorkans' name?
Hey, David, send me a postcard from Earth.
Okay.
What is it? You got it.
Two minutes.
I'll scribble one of those.
Scribble a poem on the back.
I may even put Allen Ginsberg on here.
I don't care about the New Yorkers.
I don't know.
I know, I meant you guys, You guys are New
Yorkers. Oh, hey, I got a poem. God damn it, it's 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I got a poem right now, and it's good.
I dare you.
Hey.
Okay. Go on. Do it.
Okay,
good for it.
Yeah.
All right. I saw Santa the other day on the W line of the subway. It was on the elevated part. He was panhandling and singing, and then the arias in some incomprehensible tongue on the slow crawl up from Bensonhurst to the ashy spirals of the locked streets of Midtown and ending in God-fearing stomachs and crossed arms of Greek Astoria. He's slowly coming back into focus, having cracked under the enormous pressure. He's singing in Italian. Stretched his fat arms to the window panes, people gave him dollars. Those nasty fingernails, yeah, I remember. The horrid blue sports coat with the racing sleeves, the halitosis, the dollars, the slacks, and the bearded jaw. Face framed with gold gilt sunglasses and hat, red velvet puffball. Flaccid crotch and belly gut of $6 vodka and violin arias. The wild calling of his voice, Dr. Long on days. Davises of his past and feral holidays. Days of his memories and laying on train tracks and drunk. Days of slicing roast beef in delis. Days of waiting for the wife to leave him. Days of waiting for the train to come. For the bus to go, for the kids to finish school. And waiting for the love scenes of his youth. He poured like a cheap drink into the mouth of the night.
This poetry program has been a mouth poured into a cheap drink, and all of us are going to get out of the room instantaneously. The Talking Earth. The Talking
I like
Earth.
That shoe, don't you?
Love you guys. Love you guys. Love you guys. Thank you.
I met Einstein in a dream. Springtime on Princeton lawn grass. I kneeled down and kissed his young thumb like a ruddy hope.